as I sit for hours getting my makeup done. It's time spent meditating. It's time spent being at peace. It's time spent considering someone else's face for a change. When you sit down to get this level of prosthetic, you slowly witness yourself disappearing and becoming someone else. And that's strange. I wear glasses, but not today. And I don't have contacts in, so it's another layer of becoming someone new. Things are blurry, and then at one point I became Fred. Part of this process for me is to slow down, because empathy takes time. Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, is a perfect example of someone I'd like to be more like. To love your neighbor as you love yourself. I think there's a lot to be gained from walking in someone else's shoes, especially if it's these Sperry's. The motif of the decorated shed is an upholstered wall. I thought, what dangers does one risk when you build a wall? Who might you keep out? And what a loss that might be. When I made the decorated shed, I wanted to make a small suburban village, which was a replica of the opening shot of Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Where a camera zooms in over a small town and you see a trolley. And I wanted this wall to circle that neighborhood and consider and hold very safely the world that Mr. Rogers advocated for. And of course, I've added contemporary fast food signs because I recognize how times have changed. Scale, for me, has always been a fun thing to play with. I wanted, within the space of this exhibition, for a person to be both larger than life, looming over a small town, watching people's homes while they watch TV. And then, through a small mouse hole, they are all of a sudden outside of a house with no walls, watching people watch TV that is bigger than it typically is. And so you're absorbed. I love ketchup, and Heinz ketchup is born in Pittsburgh. And also, coincidentally, Mr. Rogers was based in Pittsburgh. Heinz is famous for its 57 varieties. When I began thinking about Rubber Pencil Devil, I thought maybe I'll make a variety show. A show that gathers many a different thing and puts it into one stage, one space, a television. I began thinking about what those characters might be, taken from art history books, film history, cartoon history. And I rolled them into one very long and very slow variety show. That would be hosted by two people. One, Mr. Rogers, who I imagine was a pious and righteous man. And that the other host would be the devil. and that I would play them both. When I first conceived of Rubber Pencil Devil, I knew I wanted it to be inside of a neon house that has no walls, which is based on Venturi Scott Brown's Ghost House in Philadelphia. For color and sound and texture to bleed out and fill a room is to propose that the art inside any given space is alive, it's never ending, it's unbounded. It's so beautiful. You want to stand outside. You want to feel the lights glow. But there's something on inside. You're invited to go in. There's no door. You take a seat and watch a larger-than-life television play you a variety show with all of your favorite friends.
You look happy to meet me.
A house with no walls is just fine on a sunny day. A house with no walls when it's raining is a different story. As long as the sun lasts, aims to connect the ground to the sky. It stars Sesame Street's Big Bird from the film Follow That Bird, where Big Bird is captured and painted blue and made to sing a song. Big Bird in the film was down and out, but sometimes being sad is okay. I wanted to acknowledge that space, the space to be blue on a sunny day. Alexander Calder's mobiles consider shapes and color and how they can be free, how they can move and behave and be of the world and respond to it. When I was making As Long as the Sun Lasts, there was great discussion on whether or not the mobile should be a stabile and just not move. It would be, of course, easier if it did not move. But for me, it was necessary for it to be in response to the wind and to change in time. I walked up to As Long as the Sun Lasts the other day, and I heard all of these birds chirping. And I thought instantly, oh great, Big Bird has friends. Here, there's another kind of evolution for the work with nature. The woods, the water, at peace. And that makes me happy.